You're listening to Comedy Central.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
From Comedy Central's World News headquarters in New York, this is The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition.
Yo! What was that? What was that? What's going on, everybody? I figured I'd just jump in to give you my opinions on what happened in the first presidential debate. If you missed the debate, I'm gonna give you a quick recap of what happened. Would you like to respond to it? It was very informative. First things first, we need new debate rules, people. Chris Wallace, thank you for your service, and I hope that you have a lot of money for your therapy. You made a valiant effort, but you were not ready for this. Because no human being could have been ready for this. They don't need a moderator for this thing. They need a UFC ref. Dana White, get on it. Trump would not shut up. Right now, he's still in his bedroom complaining about how crooked Hillary rigged the election that he won.
She totally stole it, but I got it. I brought it back. I grabbed it from her. I totally had it. Past the toothpaste, Melania. That's what I did. I grabbed it from Hillary.
I mean, at one point, Chris Wallace was this close to looking at Trump and saying, nigga, you gotta shut the f*** up. That was Chris Wallace losing his mind. So look, moderators, you need to figure out how to handle Trump at a debate, because this is not good for the nation. It doesn't work to just say, Mr. President, please. Mr. President, please. Please, Mr. President, please. Have you ever asked a toddler, please? Please, put down the matches. Please, put down. Your house will be burned down around you. That's why Melania slaps the hand. You gotta slap the hand. Can't be talking to a toddler. I'm telling you, man, they need to switch things up. They need to figure something out. Do anything. Give the next moderator a spray bottle just to spritz them anytime they interrupt. I promise you, Trump will be quiet because his hair turns into a gremlin if it gets wet. Just spray him. Psst, psst. Or you know what, even better? Give Trump $100 for every time he lets Biden finish a sentence. Yeah. I mean, the money is a great incentive for him. And now that we've seen the tax returns, we know that he needs it. And whoever decided on this format needs to be fired. Because I don't know about you at home, but I have never, and I mean never, wanted to see a commercial break more badly in my life. I cannot do 90 straight minutes of this shit ever again. It was brutal. There's got to be a commercial break every 5 minutes. And during those commercial breaks, every ad should be for antidepressants or some drug that has side effects that make you forget the last 4 years. And honestly, if you went to a commercial in the middle of this thing, I bet even the guys in the ad would be flustered. They'd be so thrown off by Donald Trump, they'd be like, I was gonna tell you about the cat litter or hot dogs or I can't remember any. I don't know what this ad is about. That guy just kept on. And these debates need fact checkers. Why am I the only person who still says it? Guys, debates need fact checkers. Because otherwise people can just stand on the stage and say whatever they want and there are no consequences. Zero, nada, zilch. Every time a candidate says a lie, there should be some sort of like sign that they lied. Like maybe a brick should come down on their side of the screen, you know, like Tetris. And then as they lie, it'll just gradually build up higher and higher until it covers their face. I mean, the best part for Trump is that 5 minutes into the debate, he'll finally have his wall. There are so many places where there is no truth. Twitter, Facebook, partisan news networks. These debates, at the very least, should be a place where people can tune in and expect some kind of fact check, you know? You can't just have both candidates making things up if they're gonna make things up. It's like, you don't know. Is Biden telling the truth? I think so. Is Trump, that's definitely a lie, but no one's saying anything. You can't have them decide when it's a lie. It's like the NBA finals. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh yeah, you can call your own fouls. No, that's chaos. You need an actual ref on the court, people. I mean, the one upside of this whole night is now we know what the Fight Club sequel will look like in 40 years. That's the one upside. In fact, that's what we should do. We should just let these guys wrestle. Just let them physically wrestle each other. Because the reality is, everyone's made up their mind, all right? There's no such thing as an undecided voter. It's just people too embarrassed to say how they'll vote. So let's entertain America at least with two old men wrestling. Then the winner gets a free hip replacement. So, I don't know, guys. Fresh after the debate, what is my takeaway? I don't actually know. I mean, I don't know how Biden did because Trump did more interrupting than Kanye West in a room full of Taylor Swifts. It sounded less like a debate and more like the radio was stuck catching two stations. Hillary and Joe, this guy's a clown. Please, Mr. President. I can't believe that Biden even managed to keep any train of thought. That was impressive. You want to talk about being a copus mentis for being president? Pay attention while Trump is trying to interrupt you the whole time. It's like having a little devil on your shoulder, but they're not trying to convince you of anything. They're just trying to mess you up. Yeah, that's what 250,000, that's that. It's a lie. Burisma, baby. I was watching that debate and I kept forgetting where I was. I actually hope Biden was taking drugs, because that's the only way I was able to get through the debate. And as for Trump's performance, two things. One, now we finally know what it would be like if he read his Twitter feed out loud. And two, I can't believe how hard his brain malfunctioned when they asked him to denounce white supremacists.
Will you denounce the Proud Boys, Mr. President?
Well, the Proud Boys, well, stand back and stand by, boys.
So after the first debate, I don't know if anybody won. All I know is, for the next debate, I'm gonna stand back from the TV and stand by a bottle of wine. We'll see you guys tomorrow for the fallout from the first presidential debate on the Daily Social Distancing Show debate. Good night! I'm out! This shit was ridiculous.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.